It's time to set our intentions, set our self-care, and find our focus. This is Mindful Mondays with Sahara Ali on KBLA Talk 1580.
Yes, indeed it is. And we are so blessed to have Sahara Ali to get us on track for our week every week. She is a yoga teacher, a meditation instructor, a sound healer, a sound bath expert, life coach, astrologer, and my friend. Good morning, Sahara Ali. It is time for Mindful Monday.
Good morning, Dominique and the KBLA family. Welcome to Mindful Monday, where we get our minds right for the week by setting positive intentions to honor our mind and body through meditation, prayer, and affirmation as we step unapologetically into our week, being on purpose with our faith, truth, wisdom, and power. Our Mindful Monday task this week is to open ourselves to acceptance. Just like there are physical laws such as gravity and motion, there are rules that govern spiritual consciousness. Acceptance is the first law of spiritual awareness. Acceptance is a conscious choice to drop all forms of resistance, aiding our willingness to let go of emotional opposition to the reality of what is. Acceptance isn't about liking or approving of something. It's about letting life flow and unfold without getting in the way. Resistance to what is prolongs negative experiences, and acceptance allows the possibility of change, of changing our experiences by changing our attitudes. Acceptance is trusting ourselves to rise to whatever occasion presents itself, open to all of life, knowing that everything has a value whether we like it or not. The key to acceptance is a flow of consciousness that continually moves on to the next thing, just like the law of motion. For our healing process, healing anxiety, stress, high blood pressure, depression, and all of that, which is caused by our unwillingness to embrace what is. To practice acceptance, we benefit by acknowledging all the uncomfortable parts of ourselves, our emotions, negative thoughts, our past, or anything that's incongruent to our wholeness. The more we practice acceptance, the more we'll see each moment has a purpose, a lesson, or a gift. So let's all move forward today with our Mindful Monday meditation to unapologetically choose acceptance as our call to action this week. So take a breath. Inhale and gather yourself. Now exhale and be here now in this moment. Again, inhale, pause, and now just relax, opening yourself, releasing all resistance and expectations. Be here now as you exhale. Inhale, open to receive the gift of divine trust, allowing yourself to breathe in the knowingness of your power and your wisdom. Exhale, embracing your inner faith, that truth that is innately yours. Inhale, opening yourself to a deeper state of peace, resting your mind, calming your spirit, allowing acceptance to affirm your prayers right here, right now. Exhale, setting the intention to honor acceptance as a natural law of spiritual awareness. A natural law. We all accept things all the time, but to be mindful of that acceptance. Now inhale with confidence, present and ready to reshape your future by accepting all there is and trusting and knowing that you are always divinely guided. Exhale, standing in acceptance, willing to let go of emotional opposition to the reality of what is, ready to trust divine right action. And now just breathe. Just breathe and center yourself, allowing yourself to be open to divine right action. Divine right action supported by our Mindful Monday affirmation. Take the biggest breath you've had all morning. Hold that breath. And as you exhale, release and listen with love and compassion to our Mindful Monday affirmation for the week. Relax and breathe. Today, with an open heart, I accept and embrace the flow of life unfolding my highest good. Today, with an open heart, I accept and embrace the flow of life unfolding my highest good. Sit with that. Sit with the law of acceptance, opening your heart to embrace the flow of life unfolding your highest good. Thank you, Dominique. Have a smiling Miles in the 1580 KB family. Have an unapologetic.
You knew I was going to interrupt you today, right? Not let you just get off the phone that quick. You felt it coming, right? That's where that intuitive piece comes. Here she comes. Well, two things, because we're on our way out of Mercury retrograde. Technically, it already ended, but we're kind of what you call the wobble period. I mean y'all astrologer types. Y'all like to say the wobble goes on for like months. I can't do it.
It's 13 days. It's only 13.
I thought
days.
It was three. Now it's 13. Next thing I know, it's going to be a year and we're going to be back in retrograde again.
There's a wobble, baby. Wobble, 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 baby, wobble.
So basically, this, according to that that interpretation or that understanding, is actually a particularly delicate time between now and like, at least the start of next week, right?
Yeah, we're still dealing with closure. We're still dealing with paying attention because Mercury is communication and it is how we think. It is how we navigate, how transportation, everything having to do with anything, any form of communication, even our thoughts. So when we are in a wobble, it gives us an opportunity to reframe our emotions, recover from what Mercury retrograde created, but also to kick up the dust on the things that we've missed during that Mercury retrograde so that we are clear when Mercury goes direct and we are on point. So it's a time to deepen your meditation. It's time to review what resistance you had to Mercury being retrograde. Mercury gave you, you know, and right. So we are so unaccepting of change, and this is why my subject today was about acceptance.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, because you know, we, in addition to this Mercury wobble, we have Mars and Aries conjunct the North Node in Chiron, and so the energy of Mars is to assist us in self-empowerment. It gives us the conviction to step outside the box and to have courage to overcome obstacles. So the whole thing is, as we are wobbling out, we have Mars in Aries, which is at home, but it wants us to let go of our pain body, to be in acceptance of what is, and to know that anything that is unfolding in your life is happening for you, not to you. This transit wants us to give up our victimization and to be empowered.
Be a victor, not a victim. Doggone it. Just real quick, it's still not a good time, though, to sign a contract, buy a new car. Bring up that thing, that delicate point with your significant other, because y'all could have a master argument. So we probably want to wait like another week for stuff like that, right?
Right. So, you know, I will put it to you this
before
way.
I go on my shopping spree, because I need to go shoe shopping. I need to wait another week. I always got an angle, right? It's all about me. I need to go shoe shopping. I need to sign this contract. Are we good? No, not yet.
Right. And shoe shopping, anything having to do with feet is deeper understanding of how you are willing to step forward.
This one right here had a spiritual meaning for everything. And the thing about it is she'd be on point. I just wanted shoes. I didn't want a deeper understanding of how I was going to step forward. Well, no, I'm just playing. Sorry. No. I always want a deeper understanding.
I just know, you know, the celestial influences are urging us for the next 3 weeks to reclaim our power, to allow inner and outer struggles to fall away, and to open the space to accepting our co-creation of reality and being blessed to have miracles and deepen our insight with the wisdom of facing that every breakdown is a breakthrough.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Sahara. My second question, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but I just wondered if you had any thoughts about this being, you know, the 29th day of April, 2024. Of course, in 1992, we had a significant civil unrest and a shifting. And you've talked to Molly Bell. She says she likes to do the wobble dance. She also said in the chat, I choose acceptance, I choose divine trust, I choose peace, I choose confidence and divine right action, holding my breath, relaxing, acceptance, the flow of life. Thanks, Sahara Ali from Molly Bell. Had to share that with you. But I wondered if you had any thoughts about this 4/29/24, because you've talked a lot about how Uranus is bringing us a new era of change and protest and truth-telling. And you see that with students across the country, even as we look back 32 years later, at Los Angeles civil unrest.
You know, and it's funny you talk about, you know, yes, it's the 29th date, and we also have a couple of astrological planets that are 29 degrees. And when anything is 29 degrees, it's in a precarious position. And so anything can happen. And so with Pluto and Aquarius, you know, Pluto is a planet of birth, death, regeneration. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, which is upheaval. It is about the people, for the people, with the people, and the people standing up and having a voice and making a change. So we have a lot of, you know, we can call it unrest, but it is transformation. It is expansion. It is, you know, what is it? Like, so let's say the squeaky wheel gets all the attention. But the thing is that it has to be abrupt. It has to be outside the norm, because that's what Uranus is. And Pluto is saying, let's expand and let's be abrupt, let's be aggressive, let's be outside the norm to create this change that is very necessary for humankind, so that we can remember we forgot our God self. And this is why we have so much trouble, because we forget that we are our brother's keeper, our sister's keeper. And so we are not keeping ourselves. So we have to have these abrupt situations to shock us into coming back to a normal state, because we've been unconscious.
Thank you, Sahara. I knew you'd have something deep to say, as usual, and in a different perspective than we'll get anywhere else. Always appreciate you for that. If you want to go see Sahara, you can get your own reading. Intuitive reading or astrological reading. You can get a sound bath or a sound healing. Sound bath in a group, sound healing individually. Something I highly recommend if you are looking for some alignment. You can go to SaharaAli.com, find out about the yoga classes and all that. Or if you want a private consultation, call Elise at 213-628-9783, 213-628-9783. Thank you, Sahara.
Thank you.
It's the perfect time to call me. I think you know the number, 800-920-1580. We are unapologetically balanced. We are unapologetically progressive. We are KBLA Talk 1580.
She's reclaiming her time on KBLA Talk 1580. More First Things First with Dominique DePrima when we come forward.